Despite what you may have seen in Instagram photos this week at the Lost and Fun, with somebody wearing my belt, I'm still your
armbar
champion. As we ended in another tie at
Honestly,
Money in the Bank.
That made me look more like Naked Midian than anybody else. Because it just covered up my crotch.
You may have noticed there's no cool graphics going on behind us. It's just a green screen. There's a reason before that. Because if WWE didn't care to put on a half-decent show at Money in the Bank, we don't care to put on a half-decent podcast. We're half-assing our half-assery. That's a quarter of ass you get this week.
Yeah!
Granted, Nelson would love to get a quarter of an ass, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Money in the Bank sucked.
Yeah.
The main event was fine. Rest of it sucked.
I was actually enjoying the Women's Money in the Bank match until the end.
Yeah. It canceled everything out. Sucked.
Yeah, it really canceled everything out. Like,
and the Usos and New Day had a good match. The ending sucked. The ending wouldn't have been bad if the match that preceded it didn't have a shit ending, so we had two screwy finishes in a row.
Yeah.
That sucks. That takes you out of it.
Exactly. It was just...
Like, if the Usos would have cheated and pinned the New Day, I'd have been fine with that.
Yeah.
But they took their belts and went home, which I would have been fine with if James Ellsworth didn't become the first Miss Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I would have been fine with Carmella winning if she won it legit.
Like, well, not even legit. Like,
or if she
James
cheated.
Ellsworth tipped the ladder,
yeah,
knocked Becky off, and then Carmella climbed up,
yeah,
fine with that.
My problem,
that's
yeah.
fine. My problem is
he got
James Ellsworth climbed up.
He won,
which led to my favorite moment on YouTube with Jim Sterling, who's a WWE fan with the Jimquisition.
Who knew?
But he covers video games as a video game journalist, and he ended his Jimquisition on Monday with. And there was a monumental happening yesterday as James Ellsworth became the first ever Women's Money in the Bank winner. That shit was hilarious because he did it in his dry British wit. I'm drinking, by the way. I don't care.
You know, what happened on SmackDown just makes
Mountain Dew and whiskey, if you all care. Fucking great mix. Mountain Dew was invented to be a whiskey mixer. And when you mix those two together, it's fucking heaven.
Yeah.
I don't really care this week.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank pissed me off, and I know Raw pissed you off.
It pissed me off to the point where I turned it off.
And you missed Joe versus Roman Reigns. Which...
That's how angry and annoyed I was. Like, I didn't even care.
You know, I have a theory, though. I think I know why. Because you know how we always talk about how SmackDown's the more superior show?
Mm-hmm.
But their pay-per-views suck?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know why. Vince doesn't like that Raw isn't top dog, which is why they have pretty much every top superstar that's not named AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I think that pisses Vince off. So, I think he purposely sabotages SmackDown's pay-per-views.
Mm.
I really think he does.
Yeah, because what was the point of having a Women's Money in the Bank if you're going to redo it next week?
Yeah. And you can't redo a first thing. You can't make a second first impression.
Yeah.
Once you've done that, it's done. History will always know, in the first Women's Money in the Bank match ever, James Ellsworth was the one who got the briefcase.
Yeah. It was very, very annoying.
Which, he had the balls to say something about Daniel Bryan's daughter. Daniel Bryan, if you ever say that, I was really hoping. I was like, no, just fire him now. Get rid of him. The joke has run its course.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
God. I've been preaching this. No one listened to me. I said he should have been fired months ago. No one fucking listened to me. And this is what we get. You all deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't listen to me.
Yeah, I really wish he had gotten fired immediately.
Or Daniel Bryan just snapped and, like, threw him down. And
into the yes lock.
Yes! Yes, you're the winner of the Money in the Bank!
How, and then crippled.
How much pop would that have gotten, though? The crowd would have lost its shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah, Money in the Bank was just dreadful. The Lana-Naomi match was dreadful. With a fake Carmella casting in. Which was also dreadful, because Carmella had to have known that she was getting stripped of that briefcase. Like, if we're going kayfabe story-wise,
mm-hmm.
she should have known she was going to get stripped of that shit.
Yeah.
And she should have cashed it in that night. Win or lose, should have cashed it in.
Because she would have gotten a second shot at it, more than likely.
But nope. That was another blunder of the night. Like I said, the men's Money in the Bank match was the only good one.
Mm-hmm.
And it stumbled out of the gate by, like, sending Shinsuke to the back. But at least he came back with Fury.
Yeah, he did. I mean, they did...
And I know you don't like it, but I don't mind Baron Corbin winning. I agree with most of the internet talking heads to where this is, he's probably,
it's a must win for him. I understand where these
he
talking
benefits
heads are coming
from it
from.
Yeah, he benefits
from it. I understand it all, so, and you know, but the thing is, I just don't like Baron Corbin, so it annoyed me. I even picked him as my dark horse. I'm like, he's probably going to win, even though I'm not going to like it, he's going to be my dark horse.
And you should have picked him as your official pick.
I should have.
You would have this luscious belt that I've held for so long now. Mm-hmm. Who am I like? Who? I'm like CM Punk, just holding on to the titles any way I possibly can. Clutching it to my bosom.
Yes. So much. But you know,
speaking of Sami Zayn,
I don't know
which
I would have wanted to win this pay-per-view because it sucked.
Yeah.
That bad.
So, as you all know, the London van attack thing, because...
Oh, yeah, when they crashed the van on London Bridge and they got out and started stabbing people?
Because Islamic terrorism is a myth. Mm. But that's none of my business. Mm. Anyways, an off-duty cop was on the bridge, saw the shit going down. No weapons on them or nothing, because these people had, like, machetes on them or some shit like that. I heard big knives. Mm-hmm. When I hear big knives, I assume machete. He ran into danger. Mm-hmm. Got cut the fuck up. Mm. But because of him, probably many lives were saved.
Yeah.
He was wearing the Sami Zayn shirt when he did this.
Oh,
so
really?
WWE got wind of this. Yeah. Triple H traveled to London with a brand new Sami Zayn shirt for him, because his got all bloodied and cut up.
Yeah.
A message from Sami Zayn and a title belt. Not unlike this one. And by not unlike, I mean completely unlike, because he got a real title belt.
Yeah.
Or this one's a fanny pack.
Yes.
But it was cool.
A very useful fanny pack for cosplay.
Actually, I've been lazy on the site because all I care about is the YouTube channel. But I'll post the video on the site. Because it was a nice it's a nice little video Triple H going to congratulate the guy. And I would have thought the dude was from like Suffolk or Wales, because I couldn't understand the shit coming out of that British cop's mouth. But he's from London. I was like, he has like a Cockney fucking accent, and I know way too much about different dialects of Britain. They interest me. As an Irishman, I want to destroy them, and as an American, I want to destroy them. Gotta give Mel Gibson a call.
Anyway.
Mel Gibson movies make you hate the British. After watching Braveheart, I want to go over to England and just beat people up. After watching The Patriot, I want to go over to England and just beat people up. After watching Mad Max, I want to go over to England and beat people up.
It's just weird. And that's what you get.
No.
Choking to death.
After watching The Mask, I watched the Mel Gibson movie. No, it wasn't Mask. It was the one where he was burned horribly with the scar. After watching that, I'm going to go beat up British people.
I don't remember what that movie was.
Anyways, back on track. Raw was kind of cool.
It sucked.
We finally saw Big Cash turn on Enzo. Which just means the death of Enzo's career.
Pretty much. I hope
you didn't spend too much money on all those sneakers you bought, playa. Because, holla, 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 you won't be out of a job in a year.
Teddy, you're not the GM. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That was the best. But yeah, that just spells the end for Enzo, because his shtick without a big man protecting him ain't going to go far. He's going to job out for a year to everybody. And then he'll be fired.
Maybe they'll stick him on 205 Live before that happens. Before he, completely goes away.
Maybe if they throw him on SmackDown, he might survive. Because SmackDown, there's no giants there.
True.
Baron Corbin, I think, is the biggest guy on SmackDown.
Yeah, because I don't think we can count Kane anymore. Did he win his election?
Nah. Oh, wait, no. No, I think it's like a November election.
Oh, okay. So
maybe Jinder Mahal's bigger than Baron Corbin. Anyways, there's no, like, it's not a field of giants.
Yeah.
They're all like Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho size for the most part.
You didn't see the Talking Smack where...
Talking Stockings? Season 3?
No.
Where James...
No, where Baron Corbin crashed Jinder Mahal's interview. He's taller than Jinder Mahal.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Never saw those two next
but, to him. But, not that much taller. He's like maybe like 2-3 inches taller.
All right, who do you got? Baron Corbin or Jinder Mahal?
Jinder Mahal.
Really? I got Baron Corbin. Jinder Mahal's terrible.
That's how much I hate freaking Baron Corbin. Why do you hate Baron Corbin? Because he sucks.
He's the freaking hater.
He sucks at life.
Come on, play.
No.
Come on, play.
No.
Oh,
no.
All right. I didn't really watch SmackDown this week because I had baseball
practice. I had a bad taste in my mouth from
that,
Monday
night. I had baseball practice and you met me and Sean and Sean's mom at the bar.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always great when you're when you have dinner plans and then your ex-wife can't pick up your son right away, and then she has to meet you at the restaurant, and then she stays and eats with you. It's always awkward. Mm. At least we get along.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, did you need me to switch seats? And like, I guess he doesn't care.
Nah, I don't care at this point. Yeah, I'm long over all the bitterness of the divorce. Yeah. Now we're, I guess, friends, maybe.
I guess you could call it that.
Yeah, we don't hate each other.
Yeah.
We get along for the kids' sake.
It's not awkward hanging around you guys together.
Yeah, this is totally off base. Has nothing to do with wrestling. But I had a friend message me. She was like, how do you and Michelle do it? Like, how do you guys co-parent so well? I was like, we're adults, and we put our child's interests first.
Yeah.
That's like, her ex-husband is a dick, and she's marrying a guy, and his ex-wife is a bitch towards her. I was like, we're adults. I was like, I don't have any real explanation for it. It's like, we know our child is more important than any of our petty squabbles, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really have any petty squabbles anymore. Like, I don't even know if you heard. Maybe I didn't do it at dinner. Maybe I did it, like, in a text message. But I did some sort of dig at her about our divorce, which was her fault.
Well, you did it at, freaking, when we were playing cornhole. At Sean's birthday.
Oh, that's right. She said we made a great team. I was like, that ship sailed.
It's like, I don't know. Last time we were on a team together, it didn't work out that
way. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. But I can make those jokes because I'm funny and charming and gorgeous. I'm gorgeous, don't lie.
Anyway.
If me and Tyler Breeze were a tag team together, we'd just be called Gorgeous, and the camera would break of all the sexiness.
I would just throw down a glass every time I saw you two on TV. God damn it! Shh!
I'm gonna throw down this glass and demand another drink in a second. That was delicious. I'll have another. Yeah, so SmackDown, the highlight of that was Daniel Bryan scheduling another Money in the Bank match, which doesn't matter because you only get one chance to do the first one.
Yeah.
Shinsuke faced off against Dolph, because I just saw that from highlights. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Dolph
I assume Shinsuke
lost.
Won.
Yeah. Dolph lost. Yeah. I saw the, anyway.
That's to you, Vince.
I saw the notification pop up while we were at dinner. Yeah, there was like two notifications. So basically,
I don't get those hardly anymore. I'm so glad. Maybe I turned them off somehow. And I forgot that I turned them off.
I mean, I leave them on, but I only saw like two of them.
Sitting that down.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know why you have that so on so long.
I like flaunting in front of you because I'm the champ. All right. I'm trying to think of storylines I can give us at WWE since that's become a tradition. Stop sucking. How about that?
Get out of my head. That was what I was going to tell you to say.
It's just, oh, God. See, because we do this podcast, sometimes watching wrestling feels like a chore. And lately, it's felt like a chore.
That's
like,
because it's been sucking.
I'm excited for Great Balls of Fire because I'm excited to see Joe and Brock. In fact, I got mad on Sunday because I heard an advertisement for Great Balls of Fire and I'd forgotten about Money in the Bank, which is how little I cared about Money in the Bank going into it. It's like, I can't wait for Joe and Brock.
And,
I'm like, fuck, that's three more weeks.
It had potential to be a good pay-per-view.
No, it didn't. Seriously, with the exception of the men's Money in the Bank match, were you excited for anything on that card?
I was looking forward to the women's Money in the Bank.
I wasn't.
Because I wasn't curious
knew they wouldn't let them do any big spots, and they didn't let them do any big spots. Mm-hmm. The biggest spot was Charlotte ripping off Alexa Bliss's Twisted Bliss.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Yes. To the outside.
Okay.
Which isn't even nearly as dangerous as her moonsault to the outside. That was the biggest
spot. Or the
spot.
Corkscrew that she does. Yeah.
That was the biggest spot in that match, which I knew that was going to happen, which was unfortunate. Because, you know what, if you're going to let the women do men's matches, like Hell in the Cells, cage matches, ladder matches.
Let them do it.
Let them do it. I mean, don't, like,
don't hamper them at all.
Yeah, don't hamper them. Like, maybe I would say to, like, Bayley or, like, Alexa Bliss, like, you guys are kind of tiny. Maybe not do those bumps, but, like, Charlotte, Becky, Tamina, who's the big girl on? Nia Jax.
Nia Jax, yeah.
Yeah, to them, I'd be like, fucking have at it, you know? So, it's just one of those things, like, that's why I wasn't looking forward to the Women's Money in the Bank match, because I knew it would be neutered. I knew it would be, like, tampered down. Which is why I was just kind of like, because basically what that match boiled down to was a five for all match.
Yeah.
And because the ladder barely came into play, I think Charlotte got pushed off the ladder and Becky got pushed off the ladder.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, about halfway through, that's when I realized, oh, they were really...
And I want to stress, I don't want carnage in a match. But if you're going to have ladder matches, things like that, I do want to see some big bumps.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have those.
Because if you're not going to have big spots, there's no point in having that match.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're expecting. At least that's what we're expecting now, thanks Jeff Hardy. Because Jeff kind of set the tone for that. Because ladder matches kind of had some big spots. Like, you saw Shawn Michaels do the dive off the ladder and miss Razor. Razor pushing him off the ladder.
He gets his leg caught on the top rope, and that's how he loses the first one. Yeah.
But it wasn't until the TLC with Edge and Christian, the Hardys, and the Dudleys that ladder matches got kicked up a notch to where we expect big things to happen. Which, by the way, my favorite meme from Money in the Bank, and I sent it to our group, was when AJ was hanging by the briefcase with no ladder. I was like, the floor is TNA! The floor is TNA! Which, by the way, that whole floor is lava thing going around, that is fucking stupid. Mm. It's like, that's why I hate our generation.
I mean, the first video, it made me chuckle the first time I saw it, but then, I was done.
But I hate the way our generation holds on to the past. Mm. It's like, yes, you and I enjoy our retro gaming, but we're actually enjoying things from our youth, like, because there's some really good fucking games from, like, the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64 era. Mm. But this whole, like, acting like children in public shit, no. Stop that. That's nonsense. You're adults. Act like fucking adults. Oh, it just annoys me how, like, man-child our generation is. Because they are. They are. They're just all obsessed with, like, toys from the past. Mm. And things like that. It's like, you know what? Grow up. Be an adult. Like, pretty much, like, what I've done with my money, for the most part, now that I'm an adult and I have acceptable cash, how about a Mustang? Favorite car growing up? It's, like, funny. It's, like, people have exotic dream cars. That was always my dream car. I always loved a Mustang. That is what I always loved as a kid growing up. That's what I wanted. Thankfully, that's affordable. And I got one. Though I am thinking about buying a Ferrari next year.
Jeez.
The only thing that's stopping me from buying a Ferrari is, and I'm not talking about a brand new Ferrari, I don't have $200,000 above. I'm talking about a vintage 1980s Testarossa Ferrari. Or a Lamborghini Countach. That's in my price range, too.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, me and Dennis are coming from the same house. That Countach.
Dennis Ferrari, from It's Always Sunny.
The Countach, the Ferrari Testarossa, and the Mustang Fastbacks were always my favorite cars growing up. Those were the Hot Wheels I always played with. But my buddies and I would play Hot Wheels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the only thing that stopped me from buying either one of those cars or a new Corvette, which I was thinking about, is my driveway. Because the Mustang's high enough to where I have no problem.
Dude, how would you?
Ferrari, Corvette, and Lamborghini, that might be too low. I would legit have to test drive it, bring it to the house, and just like have the owner of the car, not me, and I would be like, okay, don't do it. And like, because I don't know if
I think the angle is slightly too extreme for those
cars. Testarossa might make it. That's a little higher than those two.
Okay.
I think the new Corvette's out.
Yeah.
I think that's way too low. Yeah. The Countach, maybe, because the 80s supercars are a little bit higher than newer supercars. So those might have a chance of making it up that's...
Yeah, I think the new Corvette's a little too long.
But a Countach might not fit in through my garage doors, because that's wide. Because the Mustang fits.
I think you're right. I don't think it
would. The Ferrari would probably fit, but I don't know if the Countach would.
I don't think so, dude. You're right. That is a wide car.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with wrestling. That's how much we literally cared about the WWE this week, because WWE kind of sucked this week.
It was awful.
It was. This one. I mean, Raw was a good show. Like, Joe versus Roman Reigns was awesome. Joe won by choking his ass out. Technically clean, because Roman's stupid and got distracted by Braun Strowman coming back. And I love that Braun came back. You may have forgotten. I'm not finished with you. And beat his ass. Now,
maybe you can clear this up for me. Because I did see that clip the next day.
I love watching Roman Reigns get his ass kicked.
Didn't they already have an ambulance match?
No. It was Roman Reigns got taken away in an ambulance, and Braun flipped it. That wasn't an ambulance match.
I thought they were supposed to have an ambulance match at Extreme Rules.
No, no, they just had,
Because when he said...
Extreme match.
When he said, I'm going to see you in an ambulance match, I was like, I thought they already had
it. No, Extreme Rules was just, like, a no DQ match.
Because I remembered they were supposed to have
both Buffalo and Gray. God damn it. One of us is going to have to change. Take off your shirt.
No.
All right.
I'll make him take it off later. Gross. Anyway.
I'm drunk. No, that was awesome. That was the highlight of the week for WWE.
Braun Strowman coming back. That was a big pop for him.
It's like, how do they not have him go? I think Braun might be the most over guy in the company right now. This is my ranking. It's Braun, Joe, AJ. Braun, Joe, and Shinsuke are tied, then AJ. I always forget about Shinsuke, because I'm not used to him being on the main roster, because they're kind of squandering him right now.
They are.
But goddamn that pop.
Same with Finn Balor. And that's why I turned off fucking Raw this week. Because, we're gonna tease for a few weeks that, you know, they're gonna, him and Bray Wyatt are gonna face each other. And then here comes the Drifter.
Yeah, I was really hoping Bray would go.
Fuck the Drifter.
You know, instead of Cena...
Anyway.
Instead of Cena being a free agent, instead of doing that shit, because he's gonna end up on Raw, and probably face Roman Reigns, have a trade. Trade Cena for Finn.
Well, I heard that they wanna they put that tag on him, the free agent tag, so they can shift him however they want, wherever they need him to.
I know, because he's scheduled for Raw and SmackDown shows.
Yeah.
But throw Finn on SmackDown.
Yeah.
It's kind of like he's been squandered.
Do something else.
I like how both him and AJ have been screwed out of their contractual rematches for the title. AJ never got his one-on-one title. Yeah. Finn never got his one-on-one rematch for the title.
Yeah. What the cock is this shit? And that's what really infuriated me about the fact that now he's going to be feuding with the Drifter. Really? Really?
Yeah, what happened to his feud with The Miz? He was supposed to feud with he was supposed to feud with KO, and then they switched the belts.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to feud with The Miz, and that was not.
And then they played around with him facing,
Bray.
Bray. And then now Bray is with, Seth. And, the Drifter, I have nothing against the Drifter. I kind of like him. But he is still very new to the roster, and Finn Balor was supposed to be, like, the franchise.
Well, here's the problem with Finn versus the Drifter. The Drifter's new. He needs a bit of a push to be legitimate.
Yeah, he's not legitimate yet to me.
They're not going to have him go over on Finn, so Finn's going to inadvertently bury the Drifter, much like the Ascension got buried when they should have gone over. And that's the problem I have with NXT, is we get exposed to these guys. We know how good they are. Because at least with FCW... only the people at FCW or OVW, when it was OVW, knew of these young stars.
Well, plus they were only on TV in those markets.
They weren't national. Yeah. But NXT is national, so we know of these superstars, so we know how good they are. We've seen them, and then they come into the main roster, and then for whatever reason, Vince doesn't know what to do with them. And Vince, look at me, Vince. Look right in the camera. Me and you, Vince. Vince, this is one-on-one time. This is Josh and Vince time. Get out of my shot. Anyways, Vince, this is me and you. Step down. You can kind of run the company, but you are out of touch. And I respect and love you, Vince. You've created one of my... like, as far as creators go, you and Shigeru Miyamoto are up here, dude. I don't even know if this is in frame. That's how high up you and Shigeru Miyamoto are to me.
I don't think it is, but whatever.
Miyamoto, still in touch. He still makes awesome Mario and Zelda games. You, Vince, consistently fuck up the main event for WWE. Consistently. Not like, here and there you mess up. Consistently, you don't know what your main audience wants. That's your problem, Vince. You're out of touch. I love you, Vince. I love you like a granddad. I wish you were my granddad. Because then I'd poison you and I'd take control of the company.
Jeez.
Don't tell anybody that, Nelson, wherever you are. But you've lost touch with your audience. You don't know what we want. This is what we want. We want Shinsuke versus Brock, and we want Finn as your Universal Champion. Doesn't matter who he faces. Probably Joe. That would be awesome again. You know, or Seth. Not Roman. Roman's not a main eventer. Roman is a step above the Ultimate Warrior because he can wrestle. So he's better than the Warrior there. But no one cares. That's the problem. Where people care about the Warrior. You know what? Roman's Hogan. Just minus the charisma. About the same wrestling talent.
Part of it.
About the same wrestling talent. And he'd be an awesome heel. Like, he cut a heel promo on Monday. But you're not going to turn him heel.
Yeah. And he'd probably be the biggest heel in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Because he already has the fan base hating him. And
you know what? I just thought of something perfect for Roman Reigns.
What's that?
They can't call it the Bullet Club because it's in the U.S. Mm. But he teams up with the club. Mm. And he forms a new club. And he beats the shit out of Finn. And they go full heel and run roughshod. Since he's like a Superman anyways, they run roughshod over Raw. Three of them. Anderson, Gallows, and Roman. And you know how much heat Roman would get for stealing the Bullet Club?
All of it.
Exactly.
And you know, he wouldn't even have to change his character at all.
No, he wouldn't have to change shit.
He can still be his bland self.
And in fact, to piss off everybody else, don't even call it the club. Call it the new Shield.
Or the Roman Empire.
Even better.
Yeah.
Because then you push Anderson and Gallows where they should be, because they should be at the top of that tag division.
Oh my gosh, they are so squandered. Whenever I see them, I just think to myself, I should care, but I don't.
Exactly.
Like, I've washed my hands on it because they're not doing anything good with them. Because
God love AJ Styles for treading water and being the guy, still the guy on SmackDown. Because Vince is showing his true colors. Anybody he didn't build, he's burying. Mm-hmm. Even though they're great. Sami Zayn's not really getting the push he deserves. Kevin Owens not getting the push he deserves. Finn Balor not getting the push he deserves. Who does he push? Fucking Roman Reigns.
And Baron Corbin.
No, he's not necessarily getting a push. He just won Money in the Bank.
It's a push in.
Damian Sandow won Money in the Bank, and we saw where that got hit.
It got him a beautiful leather-bound briefcase.
It did, but he didn't get a title.
Isn't he the only one that's lost, or he was
Big
just
Show.
The first? Oh, Big Show lost too?
I think Big Show was the first.
The first to lose?
Yeah. And Cena didn't win, either.
Oh, that's right. He didn't. He cashed in and didn't win.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And who lost their money in the briefcase to Dolph? Because Dolph's only won one Money in the Bank, but he's cashed in twice.
I don't remember. I know Mr. Kennedy lost his to Edge.
Yeah.
Because he foolishly put it up.
Yep.
And then he was suspended immediately afterward because of, I'm guessing, weed.
Dumbass.
Or painkillers, one of the two.
He had the biggest push going from you're going to be Vince's illegitimate son.
Speaking of people that squandered opportunities... Because I liked Mr. Kennedy. I liked him.
See, I never did, so I didn't care.
I liked his entrance, and he was okay in the ring. But I liked his trash.
It was funny. One thing before we go, because we're getting about that time.
Yeah.
In our wrestling chat, our friend James, who you know from the podcast, and James and Josh conquer the NES Classic, mm-hmm. which we didn't conquer shit.
Yeah. In fact, you didn't beat any game.
We did better than what you could. Anyways.
I don't know the system.
He sent in our... Burn in hell! Anyways, he sent to our chat that Shane Helms and Al Snow left TNA. He's like, coming back to the WWE? My response was, I hope not. They both suck. And they do. Al Snow only got over because he's like, what does everyone want? Head. And we were all immature in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Shane Helms should have never gotten over. It's just he had that one spot with The Rock, and The Rock kind of endorsed him, and that got him over. Yeah. But you know what? Shane Helms sucks. Al Snow sucks. No. Maybe if Al Snow came to WWE as a booker, I'd take that.
Yeah, or maybe just to the Performance Center again.
Yeah. But Shane Helms is garbage. I don't want to see him in WWE.
He's too much of a troublemaker.
And
he's
in fact, the roster's too packed at this point now. We don't need anybody else.
Yeah, we just got friggin' Maria and her husband.
Which randomly. I give two shits about.
I was like, randomly. Like, okay.
I give absolutely no shits about them. Don't care.
Nah.
Don't care at all. God, what are you doing to SmackDown, Vince? That's the A show. I miss Paul Heyman running things. I miss CM Punk now. I know I bitched about him leaving us, but now I miss him.
Now you have a reason to miss him.
Yeah, because I feel if he was there, he'd want to be on SmackDown, and he'd be such a dick about it that they would change things. In fact, I might go watch that Nerdist Bowling versus the WWE. That's pretty good. I was thinking about that earlier today, because I was thinking about that text I sent to that one person.
Yeah.
Because she was ignoring me. Or I sent the gif of, pay attention to me! That's an inside thing.
Indeed. All right, let's call it, because it's getting warm in here.
I'm good.
Mainly because you were yelling at me. No!
Sorry.
Hugging me is not going to make it better, because it is hot in here, and you're freaking warm.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off.
I'm not cutting this out. Now I'm dizzy.
Actually, that was less than 30 seconds. We should be good. You saw that coming. All right, good night, Canada.